And I want to have a conversation now with Ruth Sutherland, who's very much associated, of course, with the Samaritans here in Northern Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ruth, September the 8th is an important date in relation to the first impact report at Stormont with regards to suicide.
That's right.
And what are the main bullet points with this?
Well, we're really proud of the impact report because what it tells everybody is what Samaritans does in Northern Ireland. I mean, 18 people a day die by suicide across the UK and Ireland. That's 268 suicides in Northern Ireland. Now, it's slightly down from last year, which is good news, but it's still the highest rate across the UK and Ireland. And when you look into those figures, one of the things that's really stark is that three quarters of those are men. What's clear that if you're less well off and you're male, you're at greater risk of suicide than anybody else. And that figure, the suicide rates among middle-aged men, is at a 30-year high. What the report is telling us is what Samaritans does in Northern Ireland. We've been operating here for 53 years. We've got 8 branches all over Northern Ireland. We have 800 volunteers who 24 hours a day, 365 days a year are picking up the phone and answering calls. So last year, that was over 145,000 calls for help were answered in Northern Ireland. Across the UK, every 6 seconds, we're picking up the phone to somebody, and that's 5.2 million calls for help we answer.
Now, there's no doubt that you as an agency and other like-minded people as well in other very welcoming sources that reach out and assist are doing excellent work. But government strategies, will that ever lead to a decline in a suicide rate? Will it ever, can we, like with road safety, can we work towards the road to zero, or is that simply impossible because of just the mental makeup of humanity?
Yeah. No, we can definitely reduce the rates. And one of the things that is really hopeful is the rates in Scotland. And Scotland has reduced its rate for the fourth year running, and although had very high rates, is making a big difference. And how they've done that is by working together. So it's not just about government. Government and all the agencies working together is important. But one of our key messages at the moment is that everybody can do something. I mean, Samaritan started with one person with one phone line, and here we are all this time on. The survey work that we did to support our impact report showed that one in four of us here in Northern Ireland is only one in four of us are happy to approach somebody who looks upset. Reaching out to people and saying, "Are you okay?" and helping people to talk for the first time is a really important thing. But one of the things we found in Northern Ireland, that one in three of us here don't like to burden others with our troubles. But one in five of us feel completely overwhelmed at times. And one in six of us, this is a really stark figure, say that they have no one to turn to. So the thing about talking is the most important step, you know, when people are struggling to cope, being able to talk to somebody else. And this is why some of the rates are so high amongst men, because men find it harder to seek help, harder to ask for help than other people. So the rest of us have to help them. We have to reach out and say, "Are you okay? Do you need to talk about something? Can I help?" And that's essentially what Samaritans does, is provide a safe, completely confidential space that's non-judgmental. We just listen to what people, what's troubling people. But the rest, all of us could do that in our family circle, in our friend network, in the people that we mix with every day, which is one of our, we're really pleased about our partnership, which we'll be talking about in the impact report, with the GAA. So we're looking at working with, you know, community networks to help, to give people the skills to reach out and say to other people, "Can I help? Can I listen?"
Yeah, it is important that big organisations like the GAA embrace what you're doing, because they have the ear of so many people.
That's right. That's right.
If someone is listening to this at the moment and they're in a very difficult place on a Monday morning, just sitting listening to the radio and thinking, I am not happy, who should they call?
Well, they should certainly call us, and that's 08457 909090. As I say, we're always there. But I think it's when people bottle things up that you can start to feel very trapped. You know, talking things through can help you to find a way forward. It's not always, you can't always fix the problem, and you know what one person can cope with, another person can't cope with. So it's a kind of very individual. But sometimes it's simply about sharing it that makes it better. And the Samaritans volunteers will always listen and will never judge. Our busiest hours are actually evenings, you know, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, when no other support and services or friends are available. But we're always there. So there's always somebody that you can turn to, always someone you can talk to.
Ruth, good speaking to you. We'll look closely at that report tomorrow. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ruth Sutherland there, the CEO with the Samaritans here in Northern Ireland.